Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your host. This is your brother. This is your man of God, Ron. I'm back. Wow, man, it's been a few weeks since I uploaded. I promise I didn't forget about you guys. It's been, you know, it basically leads to what this message is going to be about today. But before I get into that, man, hope you guys are doing great. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys have had an amazing few weeks since the last you heard from me. We don't pay attention to what's going on in the world, right? Even though there is a lot going on. But we focus on Jesus. We focus on His Word. We focus on being led by His Spirit and doing what we are here to do. But yes, it's been a few weeks, man. I can't tell you. Like, I literally can't tell you everything that's been going on. And good. Not bad. I never think of anything as bad. I never think that way. Because if something is being cut off from your life, if God is pulling you into something new, there are growing pains. That was actually a TV show when I was growing up. Growing Pains, I think. Can't remember, but it was like a family, a white family. And I just, look it up, Growing Pains. It was a great show. I used to watch it a lot. But anyways, there are growing pains. So, you know, when we are being made new, new creation clothing coming soon, new creation clothing coming soon. I just wanted to say that. So be on the lookout for that. But when we are being created into a new creature, when we're going through that process, when things must die, right? When things are changing, when you are in transition, right? And this is what this episode is going to be about. It's going to be about doors, right? And doors can represent a few things, and I give you a few. Doors can represent opportunity, new beginnings and opportunities. In Revelations 3:8, it says, "I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut." Now, this indicates the potential for new paths and chances. Two, doors also could represent invitation. Doors may symbolize an invitation from God. See, Jesus refers to himself as the door in John 10:9, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry. And he's indicating that through him, one can find salvation and refuge. Doors can also represent access to knowledge. Doors can signify access to wisdom or divine knowledge. Like in Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8, asking, seek, and knocking represent a call to pursue understanding and truth. Now, this is the big one. I wouldn't say it's the biggest, but this is a big one for a lot of us, right? Closed doors. See, closed doors can represent barriers, rejection, or God closing a path for our protection or to guide us toward a different direction. Check out Isaiah 22:22. Them a lot of twos. See? Hallelujah. And doors can also represent transition. Moving through a door reflects change or transition, indicating a shift. Ooh-wee, we've been talking about shifts before. A shift from one state of being to another, or a phase of life to another, either or. Overall, doors symbolize profound spiritual concepts related to direction, faith, and divine purpose. Now, here we are. I want to speak about doors. Now, I want to make the analogy, right? Let's say if you're renovating a home, which is something that has been done recently, not only at my home, but at my workplace. we had to get new doors installed because they were just off the hinge, so to speak. You know, they were old, and they were just they were more problems than they were not, or than they were not problems, right? Sorry, I am not a scholar. I do not come here to speak with eloquent words, okay? but we had to change. We had to change doors, man. And I received a revelation from that. And this is why we are. Sorry, guys. I hope that didn't interfere with anything. That was a little hiccup in my recording software. Anyways, but we had to recently replace doors, right? And for a lot of us, so many of us, our doors could represent opportunities, transitions. It could represent invitation, right? An invitation from God, our Father. Because again, Jesus is the door. Ooh. And see, you know, in this unveiling process, this is what it is. This is why this is the Unveiled Podcast, because God is revealing. He's removing the veil. He's removing and giving us access to more of Him, more of understanding, more of wisdom, more of knowing who our identity is in Him and what He's called us to do here on earth for His kingdom. Right? So doors grant access more than anything, whether it's access to knowledge, access into a new room, a new area, a new territory, whatever it may be. This is where we are. You are at a door, and no man on earth can shut it, can lock it. Now, God can lock a door. He can shut a door. But again, closed doors represent barriers, rejection, or what we would consider bad, right? This is God protecting us. He's closing things that no longer serve you, no longer can have access to you because where He is bringing you. Hallelujah. Right? So, just for me, man, it's been a journey. Go get Unveiled, my book, Journeying Through God's Glorious Moves. Because, man, it's been a journey, and there have definitely been moves. The unveiling, basically, right? I have to go back to that. But there's been movement. And not just horizontal, vertically. There's been ascension. You're going up. He's revealing new things to you, which is giving you access to new things, new opportunities, new relationships, new ideas. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's revealing things to you. So as we are ascending, right? Ascension. As you go up, things must drop off. Things must be, certain things can't have access to you anymore. So if you were someone who liked to party all the time, but God is calling you to evangelism, or He's calling you to create a certain business, you ain't got time to go out no more. Not all the time. He needs your focus. More than anything, He needs your focus. He needs your intimacy with Him so that you can hear Him. You can be directed, right? And this is for me, man, because I, you know, procrastination was always my friend. But it's never your friend, but that's how close we were. Distraction. Oh, my Lord. And, of course, any and all other bad habits I had, you know, that interfered or delayed or, again, distracted me from what I needed to be and what I needed to do in that season, right? In that season. And there's a huge door. I mean, I can't even get into the things that God has shown me, He's told me, and just what He's placed around me, specifically in my life. But same for you. Are you aware? Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention? That's the biggest thing. What has your eyes? What has your ears? Again, what has your eyes and what has your ears? Hallelujah. Because that's where the enemy comes. That's how he get in. That's where he try to come in so he can detour, delay. I mean, the Bible tells us he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So what is it that you are giving access to? Again, your eyes and your ears. What's distracting you? You know, Papa was talking about this the other day. He was talking about the Adam and Eve story in Genesis. The snake, the devil didn't have to tell Eve to give Adam the fruit. He didn't have to do any of that. He simply entered her eye and her ear gate. What he said and what he showed her. Yeah. Again, I'm going to say it again. What he said and what he showed her. So what she saw and what she heard is what caused us to fall. But through Jesus, hey. Ah, some would say the second Adam or the new the new covenant, it new creation, it Jesus, hallelujah. We gotta let that sit in. There's so much revelation there. Hallelujah. But what is it? Because it's very important, because I know some of you, just like me, the weight of it all can even be a, it can be overbearing, but that's if we are trying to do things on our own. But as honestly as I can tell you, See, I told you I don't come with eloquent words, bravado or nothing, none of that ego stuff, right? Like, with all honesty and truth, is it can be a lot. And some of us, he's given and he's showing us, you know, just who he is. And sometimes when he's doing that, he's like, "You want me to do that, Lord? Oh my. Okay." Oof. And that's when, again, when he reveals and he starts to show you things and show you who you are to him and what his plan is for your life, it can be like, "Whoa, man, me? Man, I'm just me. I don't, you know, and we get into all those things, and that's when we have to check ourselves and, of course, understand who he is and rely on him. Rely and trust in him more and more each day, every day. Man, shoot. Without ceasing am I praying and in his presence, because, because little old me, I ain't him like that, you know, but he's him. So when people say, "I'm him," what you mean? You who? You who? Almighty? All-knowing? All-powerful? No, you're not. Hallelujah. So I understand that aspect of just being you. Just being the person that you see you as. But when we begin to see ourselves through him and how he sees us, we move different. The weight isn't as heavy because he picks it. He carries it. You know, when we are weak, when we are weak, we are made strong. Yeah, not no more cord. How about shit? Hallelujah. Right? So there are doors for so many of us that are listening, man. It's imperative. It's necessary. It's extremely important. It's vital. It's vital. Especially in the times and the seasons. Like some of you, he's given, including myself, he's given ideas that will change the trajectory, not just of your family, but a nation. Hallelujah. There's a global influence on your life. Man, when he showed it to me, I said, Lord, me? Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. So the Moseses, I know that's not the proper way to say it, but I told you I do not come with eloquent speech. But the Moseses out there, the Elijahs, their spirit, their mantle, their calling for their time is here. And some of you, including myself, Joshua, I know more cord about seeing. Hallelujah, right? It's there. So some of the things he's giving you to change and affect the world. Hallelujah. This is the time, because there's a season and a shift where what people would say is it's finna get really, really, you know, crazy out here. So if you're the one that's going to be over a certain land or a certain area, because you're going to steward it, you're going to steward the resources over there. You're going to create an innovative idea or plan or strategy for a community, but that community is going to affect and uphold that for the world, the nation. North, south, east, and west. Hallelujah. So you may be over here for the north. Hallelujah. All the four corners of the earth. Right? But that's where we at. So a lot of you who listening, the unveiling is for those, the sons of God. Hey, Namakah. Woo, Jesus. This where we are. This where we at. And a lot of us, man, I'm telling you, that's why it was imperative that I definitely found my church family, my spiritual father, so I can understand more and better, not just our Father in heaven, but manifest the Jesus in me. And when I say the Jesus, it's our Jesus. But he may manifest in me as a, how can I say it, a carpenter. He may manifest you in a nurse. You understand what I'm saying? But it's all the same. It's all the same spirit through his Holy Spirit. It's all him. Hallelujah. So I know this one was juicy, man. So I'm going to make it a little light and just say, man, you know, these kids, they getting on my nerves. Now I'm finna bring it down to just, you know, our day-to-day. Man, these kids getting on my nerves. Man, you know, nah, let me stop. You know, because sometimes we got to, you got to be certain things at certain times, you know. He don't call us just to be ministers, prophets, evangelists. Yeah. We got kids, you know. We got wives. You got husbands. You got, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be all those things. And I'm telling y'all, man, anybody that tells you that there isn't, I don't like to say struggle. I don't like to say any of that, because I don't see it that way. I never see, like, if I go to the gym and I work out hard and I'm sore the next day, that's what comes with it. right? But I gain strength. I'm stronger. I gain flexibility. I learned things about myself that showed me like, oh man, okay. So I bench 305 today, I can do 315 tomorrow or next week. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever, the, you know, the weight of it all. the weight. But nah, man. Doors. Are you going to walk through them? And the crazy thing is about these doors, most of the ones that he closed, they're closed, which means you don't got to do anything. It's closed. It's a closed door. But the doors that are open for you to gain access, transition into new things, into new and better opportunities, but new responsibilities as well. New levels of accountability as well. So it ain't just sweet and nice and cute and pretty and, you know, roses and chocolate. Nah, sometimes there's some thorns on those roses. You know, sometimes the chocolate that you bite into ain't the one you like. You know, so let's just be better prepared. Let's be focused. Or like my brother Caleb would say, man, lock in. Gotta lock in. We must lock in. Lock in, brothers and sisters, because he's poured out his spirit and what's about to manifest through you is Christ our Lord. What he's going to use you, you must surrender. What he's going to use you for, man, if your problems in your life right now is money, oh man, you tripping. That ain't it. That ain't nothing. That ain't it. He gonna take care of all that. Your inheritance is yours. It's waiting. It's your. You inherit the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. Hallelujah. And all. All things will be added unto you. So I hope this message blessed someone, some of you guys, all of you guys, anybody that listening, I already know it bless you. I love you guys. You guys have been showing so much support. Again, I apologize for the late. It's been a few weeks since I uploaded, but trust me, this one we not dropped. This is gonna be a journey. This is forever until our Father calls us home. So I appreciate you guys. I mean, you guys have been showing support. Like, we global. We in Japan. We in the UK, Europe. We in, of course, America. We in Australia. I noticed some listeners from Australia. You guys have been amazing. I love you guys. You have been so supportive. I can't speak enough about it. But again, we have new creation clothing coming very, very soon. And we also have my book, Unveiled, Journeying Through God's Glorious Moves. It's on Amazon, everywhere you buy books. So go support the ministry. I love you guys. Thank you guys for all of your support. But Jesus loves you more. Hope you guys have a blessed day, a great week. Today is Monday. So I hope your week goes wonderfully and you're able to complete and accomplish your goals, and you are stepping out in boldness, courage, and of course, above all, faith. We cannot please our Father without faith. So please step out there, continue to grow. I love you, and I'll see you guys in the next video. This is your man of God. This is your brother, your friend, Ron. I'll see you guys in the next video. This is Unveiled by Grace. Have a blessed and amazing week.